Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, I gave you the Western Conference free agency moves. Now it's time for the East, and just in time, we got breaking news coming out of Madison Square Garden, where the Knicks play. So we'll talk about that and all the free agency for the East. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, we are in the midst of free agency period. Of course, all these deals are announced. Nothing can be official until actually Sunday, July 6th. So, you know, everything is happening now, but everything becomes official Sunday, July 6th, as far as the sign-ins and all those things go. So, but this is what we have thus far. So I'll give you all that. But first, I want to give you the breaking news, guys. And it came out this afternoon. The New York Knicks, after a bit of an embarrassing coaching search in my eyes, they found their man. Mike Brown will be the next coach of the New York Knicks. So, how they were able to pull this off, you know, after the embarrassment of trying to reach out and get Jason Kidd, pry him from Dallas, after trying to pry away guys like Chris Finch, M.A. Aduka, also Quinn Snyder, even Billy Donovan, all these guys, what they have in common, they are currently coaching teams. So that wasn't to be. So they say, you know what? Let's see what's out here in the coaching pool as far as those who aren't attached to a team, for crying out loud. So they reach out to Taylor Jenkins. They reach out to James Borrego. And, of course, to Mike Brown. There was overtures to Dawn Staley, my guy CP, the franchise. He reported on that one. So much so, the guys from the Odd Couple was trying to clown him, but to no avail. And I had to go in the comments and let them know, look here, Knicks Fan TV is the number one respected podcast for Knicks fans and by Knicks fans. So there you go. So, but yeah, so they made overtures to Dawn Staley, but to no avail. So the second round of interviews came. Mike Brown got his second interview, and Leon Rose and the guy said, you know what? This is our guy. So in comes Mike Brown. Here's his resume, guys. He's a two-time Coach of the Year. He's been an assistant in Washington, in San Antonio, under the great Greg Popovich. Also in Indiana and in Golden State under the watch of Steve Kerr. So he's been around some championship coaches. And as for him himself, he had successful years in Cleveland. In fact, he coached them all the way to a NBA Finals. Also, guys, he's had coaching stints, a brief one in LA, and then most recently with the Sacramento Kings. And when I say LA, I mean the Lakers. And most recently with the Sacramento Kings. In fact, he broke a 16-year drought for them making the playoffs. They made it for the first time in 16 years, the Sacramento Kings did. That's the kind of work you put in, guys. And in fact, he got a Coach of the Year award with Sacramento and with Cleveland. So his overall record, guys, when all is said and done, 400 and, by my math here, 454 wins against, again, doing my math here, doing the long math, that would give him 200 and, let's say, no, 300. Yeah, 304 losses. So that's the kind of work he's put in. Now, on the plus side, he's a guy who's, although a defensive coach, he's also known for being pretty innovative with the offense. So he likes a lot of floor spacing, which will be right up the Knicks' alley here, especially with guys like Karl Anthony Towns, Jalen Brunson, also OG Anunoby. So guys are going to get their looks. And then also guys, too, he has to be able to develop talent here, develop the players that you have here. Because you got a crop of young players here you have to incorporate into the mix here, along with the veterans. So, and then, hey, because life now with this salary cap, with your first apron, with your second apron, and all those things, you don't want to be lingering in the second apron because it'll cost you big time. So there's that. But also, too, he must be good with the media. And Mike Brown, he's a bit of a mixed bag when it comes to that. Most of his falling out has taken place because he's had disagreements with players. We go back to the Cleveland days, actually his return back to Cleveland. Him and Kyrie bumped heads. And then most recently, he bumped heads with De'Aaron Fox over with the Sacramento Kings. So he's a guy who, he's one of those guys where initially the locker room's going to love his presence there. And it seems after a while, the message gets kind of stale and guys don't buy in like they did when he initially gets on board. Hopefully that'll change here. I would like for that to change. So we'll see what happens and how he does with the media, because me and friend of the show, D, was texting back and forth about it. And first he asks, does he have a relationship with Jalen Brunson? I was like, not that I'm aware of. So there's that. And then also to media. How's he going to be with the media here? Because you know you got to have kind of tough skin. Tom Thibodeau was able to rise above it all, even with the criticism he received, especially about the guys and their minutes. I think under Mike Brown, I think the minutes hawks that are out there, I think you'll kind of keep them at bay because Mike Brown is not afraid to go to his bench. So I don't think you'll see the guys doing 38 minutes a night. I don't see that. I see him, you know, using what he has, especially on the bench. And he's going to have some quality guys on the bench. And maybe a few of these young guys are pop. Who knows? But I'll talk about the Knicks and what they acquired in free agency. But Mike Brown is here, guys. So I'm hopeful. I have to be hopeful. What else? What other choice do I have? So, of course, you know, the people that they didn't even give a sniff to, the Mark Jacksons, the Jeff Van Gundys, also Johnny Bryant, who was in this system. I talked about him, guys. You didn't even give him a sniff, but I understand why you want to bring in a coach with experience, especially with the squad here. You're bringing back seven of the top guys there. And also, you fortified your bench a bit in this free agency period. So, and also, too, you got to have a coach in place because you got summer league on the horizon. So, you got to have somebody out there to deal with the young guys. So, very interesting times for the Knicks. So, and hey, listen, the East is wide open, guys. So, if anything, the Knicks are in a prime position on paper to, I don't want to say get through the East, although they should, but they should be one of the last couple of teams standing when all is said and done. So he comes in with big time pressure, guys. I think it's more pressure here than he's had anywhere else. Maybe with the Lakers, he's had some pressure there because, you know, it's the Lakers. But he comes here under tremendous pressure, guys. So we'll see what he does. But again, to recap the breaking news, Mike Brown, the new head coach of the New York Knicks. So there you have it. All right, guys. So let us get into the free agency. So we'll do like I did with the West. Alphabetically, I'll go through the teams. All right. So with that said, let's go. All right. The Atlanta Hawks. Now, they are now the darling of free agency as far as the East goes. They made some moves, guys. First of all, I talked about the trade they made to get Kristaps Porzingis. So you have him there. Also, guys, they were able to bring in Nickeil Alexander-Walker. And actually, they did a sign and trade to get him, guys. But he signed with them 4 years, $62 million. You knew he was going to cash in after the playoff run he had with the Minnesota Timberwolves. So he was able to turn that performance into big bucks. So Nickeil Alexander-Walker, it's now with the Atlanta Hawks. Again, where does he fit in the mix? I would have to say the bench, guys. I don't see him starting over Dyson Daniels. I don't see him starting over Jalen Johnson. I don't see him starting over those two guys. So he'll be in a prime position to be maybe in the sixth man of the year running, perhaps. But I don't see him starting with this team. I don't see that. So you have him. Also, too, they were able to sign Luke Kennard, guys, for a one-year deal, $11 million. So he's a pretty much a three-and-D guy. He's going to give it to you from long distance. So adding two guards like Alexander Walker and Kennard, that is going to be a big help to this team, guys. So, and you just lost Caris LeVert in free agency. I'll talk about that in a minute. But Atlanta, hey, Quinn Snyder, he's got a nice little squad there. Again, they're the darlings of free agency thus far in the East. So we'll see what happens with that. But that's the Atlanta story. Let us continue. The Brooklyn Nets, they really make a big splash. They just re-signed guys that they had in the system already. Zaire Williams, the young promising forward, he's remaining in the fold, guys. 2 years at $12 million. So be able to keep him, and, you know, he's full of promise, so we'll see what happens there. And then your backup center, De'Ron Sharp, you keep him at the same number, 2 years, $12 million. So your bench is, you still have got these guys here coming off your bench. I don't foresee any of these two guys starting. They'll be bench guys. And then also, too, remember, they acquired Michael Porter Jr. from the Denver Nuggets. So that was your other splash as far as offseason moves go. So Brooklyn Nets. So we'll see what happens there. Cam Thomas, you're still in limbo with him. He's a restricted free agent. I'll talk a little bit more about him in a minute. But that's the Brooklyn situation, guys. Let us continue. The Boston Celtics, very quiet, guys. Very quiet outside of the trades they made to bring in a guy like Anthony Simons, who you brought in there. Gorgas Niang, you have him now in a salary dump that you did to get rid of Kristaps Porzingis. Supposedly, they're taking offers for Derek White. They're taking offers for Jaylen Brown. I don't foresee either of those guys moving. I just don't see it. Unless something comes in the 11th hour, I don't see that happening. But they were able to sign Luke Garza from the Minnesota Timberwolves. He's a big guy. So 2 years, $5.5 million. Because remember, you lost Luke Kornet. You lost him to San Antonio. So you had to fill the bill. And then also, too, Al Horford, you don't know what's happening with him. So they get them a big and Luke Garza. So we'll see what happens there. Right now, as far as bigs go, not much happening for the Boston Celtics. And it's going to be a tough year for them. They'll be without the services of Jason Tatum. So there you have that. Let us continue. The Charlotte Hornets. Actually, they were quite busy in this offseason. They acquired Pat Connaughton via trade. They were able to get him via trade, guys. So now you have a shooting guard like Connaughton. He can light it up from deep. Also, guys, you signed up Mason Plumlee to a one-year $3.6 million deal. So Mason Plumlee was last with the Phoenix Suns. So over here, you'll probably see some type of run there. Right now, the center position isn't quite as clear right now. So he'll see some quality minutes, it looks like. Also, guys, Trey Mann, he resigns with them 3 years, $24 million. So you're keeping a guy like Trey Mann in the fold. And then you also bring in Spencer Dinwiddie on a one-year deal, probably for the vet minimum, because you're going to need insurance because LaMelo Ball, somehow, some way, he ends up getting hurt. So you're going to have to have somebody man the fort. Spencer Dinwiddie can do that for you. So that's the moves as far as Charlotte goes. Let us continue. Chicago Bulls. Remember, they acquired Isaac Okoro from the Cleveland Cavaliers. They got him via trade, so there's that. Also, too, they were able to sign Trey Jones. Actually, they actually re-signed him. So he's at 3 years, $24 million, because you're going to need some insurance just in case. You still got to deal with Josh Giddey, and I'll talk about that a little bit later. So not much moves being made by Chicago. You were able to move Lonzo Ball, and now to bring in a guy like Trey Jones, that gets you the insurance you need. Well, to keep a guy like Trey Jones. Let us continue. The Cleveland Cavaliers, guys. They re-signed Sam Merrill, their guard, 4 years, $38 million. I thought he did an excellent job for them last season, so he gets handsomely rewarded with a four-year deal. And then also, guys, they acquired Lonzo Ball in that deal where they sent Okoro to Chicago. Now they get Lonzo Ball, and you're going to need him because, remember, Darius Garland's going to miss some time in the beginning of the season. He had off-season surgery, so. But, of course, it comes down to Lonzo's health, how his health will be coming into the season. So, they're rolling the dice, hoping that he's good to go. So we'll see what happens there. So that's Cleveland's story. Let us continue. The Detroit Pistons, who had a lot of cap space. So what they end up doing, getting Caris LeVert. I talked about him leaving Atlanta. He lands with the Detroit Pistons on a 2-year, $29 million deal. And this was made possible because Malik Beasley is now under investigation for gambling. And also, guys, he's being sued by his former marketing a company that he was with as far as marketing goes. He's being sued for over $2 million, guys. So there's a lawsuit out against him, and also the league is investigating him for gambling. Remember, guys, they're not playing about this stuff, guys. They've already cracked down. They laid down the hammer on I think Michael Porter Jr.'s brother, Jonte Porter. So they laid down the hammer on him. Also, guys, to Terry Rozier, they're also was looking into him as well. So we'll see what happens there. But big time trouble for Malik Beasley. Mind you, Malik Beasley was a finalist as far as Sixth Man of the Year. So a valued piece here who's in a heap of trouble right now. So Detroit said, you know what? Let us bring in somebody who can fill the bill. Mind you, they could be in the process of losing Beasley. They already lost Tim Hardaway Jr., so Caris LeVert was a needed signing. And then also they re-signed Paul Reed, who had his moments in the playoffs, though. 2 years, $11 million for him. So there you go. That is the story as far as... Oh, I'm sorry. And this one just came through. Duncan Robinson, they get him on a sign and trade, guys. 3 years, $48 million. And Duncan Robinson was with the Miami Heat. In exchange, the Detroit Pistons will send Simone Fontecchio to the Miami Heat. So you fill the bill, guys. You lose a Tim Hardaway Jr., you replace him with a Duncan Robinson. So they kind of shore themselves up in that regard. So they're not missing too much from last year. You just need a guy like Duncan Robinson to step up. So, yeah. So that's Detroit's story there. And then also, too, you're hopeful to get Jaden Ivey back healthy. Remember, he had a fine start to the season, then went down with an injury. So Detroit trying to get some pieces in place there. It's going to be tough in that East, but we saw they gave the Knicks all they can handle. So there you go. Let us continue. The Indiana Pacers, they receive a huge blow, guys. Losing Miles Turner in free agency, guys. Now, when I first saw the story, I was like, oh, okay. They did the wise thing and re-signed him. 4 years at $107 million. Not so fast. I saw the fine print. I was like, Milwaukee Bucks, wow. So they lose Miles Turner, guys, in free agency to Milwaukee. I'll talk about that more in a minute, but this is a huge crushing blow for the Indiana Pacers. Already it's going to be reeling a bit because you won't have Tyrese Haliburton because of the ACL injury, but this is a crushing blow, guys. I thought DeAndre Ayton would be a possibility because remember, a few years back, they wanted him so much so they were going to sign him to the offer sheet and all the things, but that wasn't to be. And then now it's not to be. I'll talk about that later in a minute. So right now, the Pacers have a void in the middle. There's a couple of names out there. I'll talk about it later. But right now, if you're the Indiana faithful, you're reeling right now, guys. It's going to be a tough, tough sledding unless you make a trade here and there or free agent signing. This is a tough blow for them. So there you have that. All right, let us continue. The Miami Heat, like I said, they received Simone Fontecchio from Detroit Pistons in a sign and trade where they sent Duncan Robinson to the Pistons. They were able to re-sign Davion Mitchell. He's going to be their point guard, guys. 2 years at $24 million. I'll be interested to see. He did play very well for them down the stretch. So Davion Mitchell's getting a full opportunity, guys, to be the floor general for the Miami Heat. So we'll see what happens there. And then Duncan Robinson, like I said, he declined. He had a player option for $20 million. He declined that, and then, boom, he ends up in a signing trade. So, other than that, Miami not making too many major moves in that regard. So, but they were able to hang on to the young point guard, Davion Mitchell. Let us continue. The Milwaukee Bucks. Yes, yes. So, they pull off this free agent signing, guys. And the thing was, they were pretty much capped out. So it was like, how in the world they're going to acquire any talent? And then remember, too, you had lingering in the background, Giannis Antetokounmpo, possibly not being happy, being that Dame Lillard. He tore up his knee. He's going to be out for more, most likely the calendar year. Maybe you see him in the winter or spring of 2026. But to get Miles Turner, guys, and sign him to that four-year, $107 million deal, you know what they had to end up doing? They waived Dame Lillard. He had $113 million left on his deal. So now that's going to be spread out over 5 years, guys. So an absolute shocker in the free agency period, guys. Dame Lillard, who, you know, he pushed himself in the playoffs. He already had lingering injuries coming into that. He was getting blood transfusions, but that may have been what it was, because he was dealing with, I believe, clotting, if I wasn't mistaken. But yeah, so he pushed himself, and then boom, he tears up his knee. So, and the Milwaukee Bucks say, thanks for everything, Dane, but we're going to waive you. So, because we want to hang on to Giannis. So, you bring in a Miles Turner, who's a younger version of a Brook Lopez, if you will, being a stretch five. And remember, guys, I talked about this when people were talking about Giannis coming to the Knicks. that it wouldn't make sense if you have to give up a Karl Anthony Towns, because I think he could flourish playing next to a Karl Anthony Towns as opposed to playing next to perhaps a Mitchell Robinson, who's not really a stretch five in the same manner as a Karl Anthony Towns. So now you fill the bill with Turner. Also, guys, they're able to re-sign Jericho Sims, former Knick, 2 years. The contract number, it's not available right now, so we'll see with that. They were able to keep Bobby Portis. Bobby Portis, much beloved in the city of Milwaukee. You're keeping him in the fold. 3 years, $44 million. He's been invaluable to this team, guys. I understand. I get it. He missed that time for taking the banned substance. That to me, that was even questionable. Having that happen to him, but it is what it is. He knows better for next time. But he's invaluable to this team, guys. So 3 years, $44 million. Gary Trent Jr. You keep on an absolute discount, guys. 2 years. $7.5 million, man. So you get him on a steal. He put up some nice numbers for you guys. So there you have that. Also, Kevin Porter Jr., 2 years at $11 million. So he's a guy with a lot of promise. He's just had his share of bad things happen to him off the court. But he's a guy who can give you something. And then Torian Prince, 2 years at $7.1 million. So he's getting the vet minimum to stay there. So they're doing all the things to keep Giannis happy. Will all this keep him happy? And the thing with Giannis, he's not a guy who's going to rock the boat anyhow. So I'm sure he'll be good with all this. Now they're talking about him being more of a point forward, if you will, for them. Being that now you won't have Dame Lillard in the fold, so we'll see what happens there. But can Kevin Porter Jr. man the point guard position? He has the capability, guys, so we'll see what happens. But is this enough to keep Giannis happy? I say yes. I don't see Giannis being a guy like, get me out of here. I don't see him as that type of guy. I really don't. So we'll see what happens there. But that is your Milwaukee story. Oh, just to put a bow on it, Dame Lillard now, he can go anywhere he wants, guys. He can go anywhere. He's going to get paid any way you slice it for the next 5 years from Milwaukee. If I were him, I wouldn't even rush to come back for this season, to be honest with you. I'll wait until next season. I'll put my finger to the wind to see who's close to contending, and I'll go there. I think he should just take the season off. No need to rush back. He's getting paid any way you slice it. So don't come rushing back. Wait until you're right. Wait until you can get with a team, be in their training camp, and all the things like that. And I tell you what, he would be so valued on the free agent market come 2026. So if I'm Dame Lillard and I'm in this camp, I'll be like, yeah, don't even do your rehab and all the things, get yourself right, but sit out the year and then wait to see what happens comes 2026. So there you have it. All right, guys, so let us continue. The New York Knicks, as I told you, they got a new coach now, Mike Brown. They were able to add some pieces, guys. You get a big from the Philadelphia 76ers, the French kid, Gershon Yabusele. And you give him the two-year, $12 million deal, so you give him the mid-level exception. So there was rumblings about them maybe holding on to that. This way you don't hit the second apron. But now with this happening, unless you make a trade and dump some salary, you're going to be hitting that apron. But listen, the Knicks make money hand over fist, between the TV deal and all the other stuff. They're making their money in any way you slice it. So Dolan can afford the hitting that apron. He'd be all right. So they have that. And then also, too, Jordan Clarkson. You're probably going to get him on a vet minimum, provided he passes through waivers. He clears waivers, but he's signing with the New York Knicks. That's pretty much a fait accompli. So right now, you done fortified the bench. More likely than not, you're going to lose Precious Achiuwa. I think he wasn't too thrilled with his role here, especially last year where you probably could have used him. So I think he could move on elsewhere. As far as campaign, I don't see him returning. Landry Shamet, if there's no market for him, why not bring him back? So they have that. And, hey, listen, both of these guys here, you Yabusele and Clarkson, they're going to give you some offense coming off your bench. That's for sure. So Yabusele is not the same kind of defender that Achiuwa is. So you have that. And then Clarkson isn't known for being a lockdown defender, if you will. But he can light it up. So, you know, so you're going to miss a little something with that. But what they give you in return is well worth it. So, especially the fact you're getting Clarkson on a vet minimum. I think you should be jumping for joy with that. So the Knicks, hey, listen, like I said, the top seven are still in the fold. Brunson, Hart, Cat, OG, Mikal Bridges, also Mitchell Robinson, and of course Deuce McBride. So you got your core pieces in place. You add a few more pieces here. Again, get a couple of these young players to pop, to give you something, and you got a nice little squad there. So it'll be up to Mike Brown to incorporate all that talent and make it blend. So exciting times if you're a Knicks fan. So we'll see what happens there. All right, let's continue. The Orlando Magic, as we know, they made the first deal in the offseason by getting Desmond Bane. Also, guys, they bring in Tyus Jones, who comes from the Phoenix Suns. And, guys, he's a point guard, so very valuable piece for them. They'll be able to back up Jalen Suggs, because remember, you lost Cole Anthony when you made the Desmond Bane deal, so you needed a backup to Suggs, and Tyus Jones is going to give you that, and then some. So there was thoughts maybe he come to New York, you know, to be possibly Jalen Brunson's backup, but that's not to be. So he ends up in Orlando in a prime place for him to contribute. So that was the Orlando moves, guys. Let us continue. Oh, the Philadelphia 76ers. Guys, not too much noise taking place here. You did get a couple of guys to opt out of their deals. Eric Gordon, he opts out of his $3.4 million deal. So he's free to go and join any other team. And Lonnie Walker IV, he opts out of his $2.9 million deal. So that opens up a little bit of breathing space for them, if you will. Now, on the other hand, Kelly Oubre Jr., he picks up his $8.4 million player option. Now, he's been a solid contributor for that team the past couple of years. In fact, he performed even better last year. And more likely than not, that was because of all the guys missing time between Joel Embiid, Paul George, and then later Tyrese Maxey. So Kelly Oubre, very valuable for the 76ers. And then also, too, they signed Trendon Watford, 2 years, $5.3 million. So you get, so he'll be a guy who will fill the role of a Yabusele now that you lost him. So Watford, so he fills that hole there. So there you go. All right, and then two more teams, and then we're just about done, guys. The Toronto Raptors, very quiet in free agency. They did make one move, getting Sandro, I'm going to butcher this name, but Mamukas Lashvili. He was with the San Antonio Spurs, and he gets a two-year, $5.5 million deal. Remember, he had the nice game against the Knicks. I remember it, where he just demolished the Knicks from three. So you get a guy who's a stretch four or five, something that Toronto desperately needed. So he fills the bill for them in that regard. And then also, guys, you give Jakob Poeltl, you give him an extension. 4 years, $104 million extension for him. So right now you're solid at the bigs with Poeltl and with the kid from San Antonio, Sandro. So there you go. But the bigger news, guys, Masai Ujiri out as the team president and the vice chair for the Toronto Raptors. He was there 13 years, guys. He got them to 8 playoff appearances, guys. 7 straight, by the way. And also a NBA championship within that run. So, Masai Ujiri, you know, he spent 13 years there, guys. So, you really can't ask for much more than that. So, the higher-ups said, you know what? We want to go in a different direction. So, Ujiri out. Of course, I believe he'll land on his feet somewhere. Somewhere there's a desperate need for a front office man like Ujiri. Maybe a Washington Wizards could use him. You know, who knows? But I think he won't be on the sideline long. Not a guy who's that much of a talent, if you will. So, Masai Ujiri out for the Toronto Raptors as far as team president. And then the last team I'll talk about, the Washington Wizards. Not much movement at all, guys, other than dealing Jordan Poole to the New Orleans Pelicans and getting C.J. McCollum and also Kelly Olynyk in return. And then Chris Middleton, former Milwaukee Buck, he picks up his $33.3 million player option, guys. So you would think Washington would say, you know what, let's buy him out and let's move, use that money elsewhere. But you know what they're saying? You know what? Here's what we can do. He picks up his player option. He plays well. Maybe we can move him at the trade deadline. Who knows? So kind of a win-win. If you get Middleton playing well, he's going to have the shot opportunities, guys. So you get him playing well, you see what happens there. So that is the Washington Wizards story there. All right, guys. So that is just about it. Just to recap who's left in free agency, I talked about Josh Giddey for the Chicago Bulls. He's a restricted free agent, a point guard, who I think he stays. I think he ends up staying with Chicago. I don't see him on the move. So it's just a matter of coming to a number that both parties can agree to. And this one surprised me, maybe because he's a restricted free agent, but Quentin Grimes for the Philadelphia 76ers. He's a swing man. He can play the guard. He can play the forward. And I think he really performed well when he got to Philly, especially once all the guys were gone. Guys like Embiid, guys like Maxey, guys like PG-13. So I thought he played well. I think the problem for him is he just drafted the kid, VJ Edgecombe, who plays a similar position. Also, two guys. You got Jarrett McCain, who tore up his knee last season. He'll be back in the fold. So I think that's the problem for Grimes. It's not so much that they don't need him or want him. It's just a numbers game, guys. So he could go elsewhere. Maybe a sign and trade somewhere else. I can think of a bunch of places he can go and kind of flourish. Probably with a Washington, probably with a Utah, he can go there. You have a need there. Maybe with, I can't even say Toronto, I don't see that. But yeah, there's a few places he can go. It'd be great if he went to the Golden State Warriors, but Quentin Grimes, kind of in limbo, guys, but I think he'll land on his feet somewhere. DeAndre Ayton, I thought he was going to be left in free agency, but this was breaking news just as I was coming on the air. DeAndre Ayton signs a two-year deal to be with the Lakers. Now, we knew when he did the buyout that the Lakers would be kind of the leader in the clubhouse. So he moves on, two-year deal with the Lakers. Now, the Lakers get their man, per se, but it is what I want to caution the Laker fans and the Laker faithful. This kid has moved on. He's with Phoenix. Then he moves to Toronto. Kind of a situation in Phoenix where you had multiple head coaches there. But he comes to a stable situation with the Portland Trail Blazers with a Chauncey Billups. And he underperformed over there. So, can Coach J.J. Redick get through to this kid? Because the one thing that everyone continues to say about this kid, the major critique about him, is his motor. So, will J.J. Redick be able to get him to play to his capabilities? We'll see what happens. Heaven knows they need him over there, so. Now, will this be the move that puts the Lakers in contention? I don't think so. Unless he comes there and plays out of his mind, then we're talking a whole different story. But right now, he's third in the pecking order. He'll be right behind Luka. He'll be right behind LeBron. And you can make a case possibly behind Austin Reeves as well. So will he be happy with that? We don't know. We'll see. But DeAndre Ayton now going to the Lakers. Then Jonathan Kuminga for the Golden State Warriors. They want to move him, guys. It's just you need a taker. You need a taker for him. So it'd be great. You could do a Kuminga for Grimes swap, if you will. Probably cost you some other stuff as well, but that'd be a nice trade, I think. But I don't see Kuminga being a Golden State Warrior come training camp in September. Or, yeah. So, we'll see what happens there. Chris Paul, who last played with the San Antonio Spurs, is he going to call it quits or is he going to hang on for another season? Will he go back to San Antonio for one more year? We'll see. Dame Lillard, I talked about him. Again, I think he should just sit out this year. Don't even look at a team right now. Just get yourself right, get that knee right, and then come back for the 2026 offseason. Al Horford, right now, I thought the Knicks were interested in him. They went a complete different route. So, Al Horford, I don't think he's a guy who'll stay on the sideline long. I know a perfect place he can go. The Orlando Magic. Orlando Magic could use a guy like Al Horford, so we'll see what happens there. Chris Boucher, formerly of the Toronto Raptors, he's kind of a stretch 4-5, if you will, also. So could he end up staying with Toronto? We'll see. Don't really see a market for him. And he's unrestricted free agent. Nobody's reached out to him yet. So we'll see what happens there. Cam Thomas for the Brooklyn Nets. He's in an interesting situation, guys, where you know he can score the basketball. Injury prone, that very much so. Now, here's another team you could probably maybe send a Quentin Grimes over to Brooklyn and get Cam Thomas in. Well, that should make sense because you have Tyrese Maxey there, although Tyrese Maxey been playing the point for them. So maybe it works. That would give you more firepower. So, but then you have a logjam at guard again with McCain and Edgecombe. So, so that wouldn't work. I'm not sure what's going to happen with Cam Thomas. We'll see. Also, another guard for them, the Anthony Melton. If his knee is right, because he tore up his knee, he'd be a nice piece for a contending team. Russell Westbrook, we don't know what's happening with him. Could he return to Denver? That's very possible. We'll see. Also, Gary Payton II. Will he go back to the Warriors? Will he seek comfort elsewhere? Who knows? And then Mo Wagner. Mo Wagner, who he went out with a season-ending injury for the Orlando Magic. I know a perfect place he can go. The Indiana Pacers. They could definitely use a Mo Wagner now that you lost out on Miles Turner. So there you go. All right, guys. Boy, that went a little long, but we had the breaking news about the Knicks and their coaching search being over finally. Thank you. So there you have that. So, guys, that is it for this show. I know we had the Commissioner's Cup. Kudos to the winners there. I'll do an episode on that. I'll do an episode on the All-Star game coming up for the WNBA. I won't be going this year, guys. I won't be going. I thought it was happening in Indiana. I was like, nah, I'm good. I'll wait till they go somewhere else. But but I did want to cover the All-Star game. We have the first 10, your starters, if you will. We're waiting to hear about the reserves. That's, we're going to find that out on Sunday, I believe, this coming Sunday. So I'll do an episode once I return because I'm going on a mini vacation, guys. I need it this summertime. I got to be out and about. So, yeah. All right, guys. I thank you for listening. As always, all things basketballwithtv.com is the website. There are clips. Also, shorts as well, my clips. Guys, I'm on YouTube. I put the links on LinkedIn. Also, podcast platforms, I'm on all of them, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, whoever got podcasts, I'm there. Also, guys, donate to the show, guys. I got a donate page on my website. There you find three buttons, PayPal, Buy Me a Coffee, and Spotify Donate. So hit me there. Also, my Cash App, $GD, that sports dude. Again, $GD, that sports dude, is the Cash App and socials, Instagram, TikTok, some Blue Sky, some Facebook. And I leave it at that. All right, guys. Thank you for listening as always. And we'll talk soon. Take care.